And don't forget, we've got certain items to recover that Mr. Zanestra shouldn't have in his possession.
You don't live in the real world, do you?
Excuse me for looking dumb, but who is this?
This is Jan Cordelis.
We're teaming up, if the two of you have no objections.
Be careful. You wouldn't want me as an enemy.
Is that likely, Mr. Zanestra?
I warn you, crossing Byron Zanestra is a dangerous game. We will meet again, and I remind you, I always get what I want.
You should come and see us tomorrow morning, matey.
Me? Why?
For an interview, of course.
Aside from my sparkling personality and all-round brilliance, the reason I got the job is that Mr. Zanestra is throwing a party in the next couple of days.
That could be just what we need.
Anyone who tries to double-cross me, con me, or tries to gain my confidence and friendship in the hope they will one day be able to steal my collection will end up very, very dead.
He couldn't resist talking to you again.
I think he found the challenge of my dissidence a bit refreshing.
Still, for a moment, I thought he recognised me. That could have been interesting.
You'll need to keep your head down at the party, Jan, just in case.
No way! Zanestra stole my pendant. I have to do whatever I can to get it back.
Stole it? I thought you said he conned you out of it.
Conned, stole, what's the difference? All I know is I'm going to get it back from that thieving dog.
Jan, calm down. It's all going okay. We're far better off than we were even a few hours ago. We've got access to Zanestra's house. We've got Ed working in security too, so we don't have to try to bluff our way in anymore. We'll get your pendant and I'll retrieve my TARDIS and we'll leave it all at that.
And you're content with that?
Yes.
You don't want to get yourself any compensation?
No, I'm not in the business of retribution. Those things usually sort themselves out. As a wise man once said, sins will find their punishment in due course.
You're serious, aren't you? We could be rich. We could take whatever we want while we're there.
And where does it stop after that? Zanestra won't be in a forgiving mood. Do you think he'll ever stop until he's got revenge? I've got enough enemies out there as it is without having a psychopathic ex-con man on my trail. I just want my TARDIS back and then I'll leave. You can do as you please.
Ed was right about you. You're quite unique.
Maybe Byron Zanestra could put me in his collection then.
Maybe he could.
Anyway, with a little help from Ed, I think we can get ourselves into the collection. It just depends on how well he's doing at the security firm.
They're not going to let some rookie member of the team look after the collection, are they? We'll have to make sure there's no one else to do it.
How can we do that?
Leave that to me. I'm sure I can get hold of something to help improve Ed's prospects.
Okay, you see to that and I'll...
Sorry, I'll...
No. Now I've got to go and meet Ed anyway. Take your call in comfort.
Hello. Oh, it's you. How's it going? Yes, very well here. We've got invites to the party. Yes, I was pleased too. Yeah, I think we'll have to dispose of him. Just get me something that'll work quickly and easily. We're on for tomorrow night.
Ed, over here.
Ah, Doctor. What a day.
How's life in the security trade, Mr. Bradley?
That's Bradley Edwards. I'm getting a taste for all this subterfuge. If only they knew. Hey, do you think they'll pay me for this?
Who knows? We might be here for a while yet. It all depends on how it goes at the party.
It could be tricky. I'm stationed at the gatehouse. I'm not even going to be able to get near Zanestra's house all evening.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm only on basic duties. So I'm not going to get close to anything very useful. I might be able to bluff my way into the house, but I wouldn't count on it. I might get noticed sneaking about.
That could be a problem. Jan is apparently sorting something out to help you, though I'm not sure what.
Sounds interesting. She's certainly well connected, isn't she?
Yes, but I don't know what to make of her. At the moment we're depending on her, and she's vital to our plans. But I don't feel comfortable about it. She seems to be using us.
And aren't you, we, using her too?
I suppose so, but something about her story doesn't quite add up.
I think you're being a bit paranoid, Doctor. She's a lovely girl. You only have to look at her.
And that's what I'm worried about. Just be careful around her, Ed.
You worry too much. Relax. You can always trust a beautiful woman.
You've not had too many relationships, have you, Ed?
How rude. But actually, no. How did you know that?
Just a hunch. Anyway, we'd better try and get some kind of plan together. We haven't got very long before the party.
Oh, not now. I need to snooze. What a tiring day. Can't we do it in the morning?
But this is important, Ed.
Important for you and Jan, maybe. For me, it's far more important to get a good night's sleep. I'm not working until the afternoon shift, so we've got plenty of time in the morning.
Well, you go and get your head down. I've got things to organise anyway.
Oh, hello, you. Yeah, who else would it be? Look, can we meet up? I think we've got things we need to talk about. Right, half an hour then.
Did you see those last two? Nice dress. Well, it would be on someone 10 years younger. Don't you think so?
Suppose.
As for his suit, more money than style. They get less fussy as they get older. Not going to get much conversation out of you, am I? Didn't think so. This is going to be a long night, then.
Hello, we're here for Mr. Zunestra's party.
I need to see your passes.
Yes, of course. I've got them here somewhere.
I'll take care of this.
Passes. Let me see. Rubber duck. No. Invitation to join the Cats of Zaz. No. Ah, yes, here we are.
Yes, those all seem to be in order, Doc. I mean, sir. If you'll make your way up the drive past the Stone Lions, and then it's just a short walk to Mr. Zonestra's house. Have a good evening.
Oh, I'm sure we will, won't we, darling?
Oh, yes. If it lives up to the reputations of Mr. Zonestra's other parties, then it should be a good night. Though it'll have to go some way to beat the party I once went to on the planet Wherewithal.
Another right pair there. I don't know where Mr. Zonestra finds these guests. Out of coffee. I'll pop up and get another cup. You want one?
Yeah, thanks.
Okie dokie, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Mr. Ridgeway, Gatehouse here.
Ridgeway here. Go ahead.
Gatehouse reporting. It's starting, sir, just as you said. Mr. Edwards is going to the house.
Thank you, Gatehouse. Ridgeway out.
These canapés are quite delicious. Why don't you try some, Jan?
No, I'll stick to the champagne for the moment.
I thought you were keeping a clear head.
No sense in wasting Mr. Zunestra's hospitality while we're here, is there?
Mr. Zunestra is conspicuous by his absence at the moment.
He'll be going for the big entrance. He never misses an opportunity for self-aggrandizement.
Seems you're wrong, Jan. He's over there.
And we've caught his attention too.
Mr. Zunestra, this is quite a party.
Oh, this is merely a small soiree. The gathering last year, now that was a party. With a dancing bear and a delightful Pierre Bazoukov.
We can only imagine.
Quite. I do hope you're having a good time nonetheless.
Oh, yes. I was just saying to my wife what a marvellous place you have here. Everywhere you look, there's something delightful to see.
I'm glad you're impressed, Mr. Smith. I've worked very hard for many years to get here.
What? Sat in the bum.
I'm sorry I didn't quite catch you, Mrs. Smith.
I said these canapés are yum, scrum, yes.
The sights here are all very well, but I don't suppose there's any chance of a glimpse of the collection while we're here, is there?
You seem awfully keen on seeing my collection, Mr. Smith.
I was hoping to see if you had any jackets to rival my own.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. The collection is for my eyes only, I'm afraid. I'm not a show-off. I like to keep certain things out of the public eye.
Like the pendant for Narumbra, for instance.
And just what would you know about that? I'd be curious to know how you know that part of my collection. I wasn't aware that anyone knew I had acquired that particular object.
Dan, shush!
Your husband at least seems to know some sense. The pendant, of course. I know who you are.
Ah!
I think you two had better come with me.
Get off! Where are you taking us?
Somewhere a little more private. I think it's time two of you explained who you really are and what the hell you're doing here.
Coffee's all around, fellas.
Yeah!
Drink up! It's looking like being an easy night, isn't it? For you, lass, anyway. Looks like Jan knew her stuff after all. That's one fast-acting Mickey Finn. Now let's see if I can find out what Jan and the Doctor are up to. Come on. They've got to be on one of those cameras. Aha! There they are. It didn't take them long to get into trouble. Let's see, where are they? Sinestra's study. Looks like I'd better go and help them out.
Security station, come in, please. I said come in, security station. Is there anyone there? Hello? Damn!
Right. In there, you two.
Okay. There's no need to be so rough.
I want some answers from the two of you. Who the bloody hell are you?
We told you, Mr. Sinestra. I'm Jan Smith, and this is...
Jan, there's no use pretending anymore. I'm the Doctor, and this is Jan Cordelis, and we...
Jan Cordelis? Oh, of course, that grubby little bitch that thought she could outcon me. Yeah, I thought I knew your face. And I take it that you, Dr. Smith, aren't her husband. That'd be fast work even for a grifter like you, Cordelis.
No, I'm just here to retrieve some property, Mr. Sinestra.
Oh, really? I think you can forget about that now. In fact, the two of you can forget about everything you'd planned. What the hell?
Mr. Sinestra, come quickly!
In future, you'll knock before entering my study, or you'll find yourself knocked down a lot harder than you just were. Now, what do you want?
We just caught two intruders. They're trying to get into the collection vault, Mr. Sinestra, sir.
Did you really? It's the night for that kind of thing. Where are these intruders now?
We've got them locked in the drawing room, sir.
Indeed. Looks like you two have a reprieve for now. You, keep my guests here from straying out of this room. I don't need to make you aware of the consequences if you don't, do I?
No, sir, Mr. Sinestra, sir.
I didn't think I would.
Thank you, Ed. Are you okay?
Just a bit winded.
You were just in time. That was about to get nasty.
Come on, we haven't got time for this. If we're going to get to the vault, we have to do it now.
Hang on. He's gone. Come on.
Come on. We haven't got much time, Ed.
Stop rushing me. I haven't used one of these card keys before. If you get one chance to get it right, or the card becomes useless.
It's fine, Ed. Take your time.
I'm not really supposed to know how to do this. It's a good thing I paid attention to everything going on around me. These doors are wide as the alarms. One false move and... Ta-da!
Well done, Ed.
Don't hang around chatting. Get inside.
Whoa! It's no wonder Zenestra keeps this place so well protected.
It's the plunder of the people he's conned, bought out and ripped off. There's nothing to admire about that.
Oh, stop bleating! Let's find our stuff and get on with it, shall we? It's got to be here somewhere. Who'd have guessed Mr. Zenestra would have such a fine collection of weapons? There's almost a whole armory down here.
I'm not impressed. Where's the TARDIS? It should stick out a mile among the cabinets.
The pendant should be around here somewhere too.
Jan, I think this might be it.
You're right! At last!
Doctor, over here!
What is it, Ed?
I found it!
The TARDIS! Hello, old girl!
Well, how are we going to get it out of here? People might notice if we have it strapped to our backs. And you can't take it off in here without the room caving in. How on earth does this thing fly anyway? You never did explain.
Ed, the TARDIS is capable of a few surprises, let me tell you. Better yet, let me show you.
Not so fast.
Is that loaded?
Oh, Jan.
Oh yes, it's loaded all right. You two, over here with me. You're going to make sure I get out of here safely first before you think of removing your cabinet. Although I can't see why you want to steal something so pointless.
You don't have to do this. I can get us all out of here.
Sorry, not interested. I'm taking my pendant and my chances.
Don't be silly, Jan. It doesn't have to be like this.
Oh, really? As I've said before, you don't live in the real world, do you, Doctor? Now get over with Ed and stand by that case.
Which case?
This case. It has some beautiful jewellery in it.
Oh, yes, so it has. Let me see.
No!
Whoops! Now, how did that happen? Run, Ed!
You'll pay for that. Stand still, or the next shot will be aimed at you.
Now, what's going on? What the hell? They bloody well double-crossed me. They'll pay for that. Now I know where they are. They won't get away with this.
Stand still!
I don't think so.
She means it. I'd stand back if I were you.
Very wise advice. Ed, tie them up.
What with?
Base of that plinth there, listen twine. But I warn you, don't try anything. Not if you want your friend here to live.
Hadn't you better get going? Mr. Zenestra will be here any moment, and I don't think he's going to be very happy when he gets here.
That's an understatement. You, why did you let them go? Oh, I can't believe I was taken in by the oldest ploy in the book. It's the old pretend to come and work for me when you're really a spy trick, isn't it?
Not so superior now, are you, Byron? You've been outconned at last. How does it feel?
You should know, Cordelis. Very well done. No one else has ever managed to get this far. But happily, it's all over now.
Shall I put the gun down now, Mr. Zenestra? Pah, as if. Get over there with your guards.
I think not.
Ed, perhaps you can give me a hand here. Tie him up, would you?
Ed, you don't have to do this.
Oh, I think really wants to, don't you, Eddles?
Eddles? What's going on?
Not quite got it yet, Doctor. Just so it's completely clear, we'd better explain. Come here, my love.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Sorry, Doctor. Jan made me this great offer. Who could refuse the chance to be really rich? Somehow getting your box back seemed rather small scale compared to that. Jan and I have been working together on this behind the scenes.
I'm surprised you didn't work it out, Doctor. You've been so good with all the other arrangements.
can't believe you've been taken in by such a transparent scam, Ed. How long do you think it'll be before she dispenses with you?
She's a very beautiful woman, sir.
You haven't got out of the house yet either. If you somehow make it out of here, I shall personally ensure your lights are a living hell.
Don't worry, Mr. Zanestra. We'll be a long way away before you're even free again. I think you might just get away with it.
Oh, I'm enjoying this. Get the pendant and let's get going.
Got it.
Well, Doctor, our marriage was fun while it lasted, but I'm afraid I've got to ask for a divorce. Irreconcilable differences and all that.
Not to mention an extramarital affair.
You two must be very pleased with yourselves. Go on, go. I'd hurry if I was you. There must be a platoon of security guards on the way.
Oh, you do still love me then. Come on, Ed, he's right. Time to go.
No hard feelings, Doc. I just had a better and prettier offer, I'm afraid. See you around.
Get the hell back here! I'll make you pay for this. Death's too good for you two.
Well done, Ed. Looks like I chose the right boy this time. I can't believe you actually went through with it.
It was easier than I thought it would be, and far more fun. I can't believe he was so gullible.
People are always more gullible than you think. Looks like I'll make a con man out of you yet, Edward Bradley.
Why do I find that idea so alluring? Ah, that'll be the pickup, guys.
Don't move, Miss Cordelis.
Ed? What the hell is going on?
Sorry. People are always more gullible than they look, yeah.
Oh, God, I don't believe it. Double-crossed. And by you, Ed. I'll never live it down.
Miss Cordelis, I'm placing you in custody in accordance with Naromban law. You'll face extradition to Naromba as soon as we can arrange it. Along with the pendant, of course, but I doubt you'll be heading to the same place as that. Pretty soon you'll both be behind bars. Laser bars.
But it wasn't me that took it, it was Ed.
Oh, don't bother. We've known what Ed was up to as soon as he came in for the interview. The low-level psychic scan we did on his brain provided all the information we needed. And the image of you was really strong and clear, so I did him a deal.
Yes, Mick here, or Mr. Ridgway as I should call him, is the head of the firm. He offered me the job on the proviso that I led him to you.
You can't prove a thing. Psychic testimony isn't admissible in Naromban courts.
But my statements are, I've reported everything you told us to the police, I'm afraid.
We could have been rich, Ed. I can't believe you turned all that down for this.
Like the doctor said, you'd have got rid of me as soon as you could, one way or another. This was a better offer.
Take her away.
You won't get away with this! I'll be out of court as soon as I arrive. I've got powerful friends. You don't know who you're dealing with. I'll be back to deal with you all later.
Yes, yes, much later. Right, next on the list is the bonus prize. Mr. Zunestra.
Mr. Ridgway, at last. Untie me and get after that cow Cordelis and her chum before they get away with my pendant.
Leave him where he is, lads. I've waited a long time for this. Mr. Zunestra, you're under arrest for the possession of stolen goods, acquired by nefarious means. The pendant of Naromba is just for starters, from the looks of it.
All this was obtained by perfectly legal means. I am the rightful owner of the entire collection.
I'm not quite sure when extortion, cheating and theft became legal, but I'm going to enjoy hearing how you prove it, Mr. Zunestra. Take him away, lads.
You won't get away with this, Ridgway. I can afford the best possible lawyers. And when I'm released, I'll ensure you're dealt with in the most painful ways imaginable. You haven't heard the last of Byron Zunestra.
It's a bit repetitive, all this boasting, doesn't it, Mick?
Ed! I didn't expect to see you again.
Oh, really, Doctor? You didn't think I'd gone off with Jan, did you? You need to be more trusting.
Ed's been working for us all along. He's played his various roles brilliantly. Anyway, soon as he's untied you, you're free to go, Doctor.
Thank you, Mr. Ridgway. Can I possibly retrieve my box from the collection?
As soon as the inventory is completed, you'll be free to take your property and go. Thank you, Brad. Sorry, Ed, for all your help.
No worries, Mr. Ridgway.
I'm sorry for not trusting you, Ed.
No worries, Doc. You didn't know what was going on, and I couldn't really explain either. The shocked look on your face made it all worthwhile.
I'm sure. Anyway, it's good to finally have the TARDIS back.
Ugh, what is it with you and this box? It's got us into nothing but trouble ever since you appeared in my now rather crumpled and useless Fiat Marvel. And you never explained how you managed that in the first place. I probably guessed my girlfriend by getting caught in your business too. Boy, at least you can say thanks. Ugh, oh my. Oh well, Ed. Better go and make amends with Jenny. Pendant. Nobody else seems to want it. Perhaps I can claim it as expenses. Might get me out of some trouble for a bit at least. What?
How's that for a demonstration, Mr. Bradley?
You came back!
Sorry for showing off, but you did say you wanted to see how I arrived in the back of your Fiat Marvel.
But how did you do that?
It's all a bit complicated. Temporal fission and relative dimensions and all that. Why don't you come in and see?
What? In there?
Yep. Go on through the doors and then you'll see. Ah! Welcome to the TARDIS, Mr. Bradley.
But it's impossible. You can't fit all this in that box.
That's dimensional engineering for you. We're in a dimension relative to the outer plasmic police box shell. The TARDIS is dimensionally transcendental.
And what does that mean?
Well, putting in layman's terms, it means it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
See? God, bloody amazing!
Yes, it is, isn't it? Now, how about a little trip just to say thank you for helping me get it back?
Where does it go?
Oh, just about anywhere in time and space, hopefully.
Ugh, come on, time and space, that's just nonsense. No one can travel in time, it's impossible.
Impossible? Like fitting all this in a police box, eh?
Well, I suppose, but it still seems highly improbable at the very least.
Trust me, Ed. I'll just set the coordinates and we'll see what this old TARDIS can do. Just you wait, Mr. Bradley. Just you wait.